Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Right now, Patrick, the typical Bay Area home is selling in, what, something about 20 days. That's more than twice as fast as the typical U.S. home. Why are they going so quickly? Is it back to something we talked about earlier? People with a lot of cash are coming in, waving it around, and paying cash?
Well, that's certainly part of it. Over the last couple of years, the percentage of homes that are selling for all cash has been climbing. And I only have national and state data on that. But of course, the people who are most likely to pay all cash are the people who are most affluent. Again, the Bay Area is one of the most affluent areas in the world. And it is also seen this, again, stupendous explosion of stock market wealth in many of the companies that dominate our economy. So when you're paying all cash, you can do things a lot more quickly. These people are not only flush with stock market values, but they also have a tendency to already own homes, which have also appreciated. So when they sell that, they have another load of cash. So that's certainly one of the dynamics of why things are selling so quickly here.
That's interesting. You know, in many U.S. housing markets, buyers would hold negotiating power because they outnumbered the sellers, but that dynamic seems to be on its way out in San Francisco.
Yeah, there are some very different dynamics across the country and actually within the Bay Area itself. Of course, the vast majority of the country is not impacted by the AI boom the way San Francisco and Silicon Valley is. So their inventory, the supply of listings on the market, has been climbing rapidly in 2025, while demand has stayed relatively steady, and demand was kind of hit hard by the whole tariff shock that occurred in the spring, which set consumers back on their heels about what the future might hold.
We see here that
households, go ahead.
Active listings actually fell last month in San Francisco and San Jose. So there's less stock. We've talked about the demand. I remember ninth grade economics. Supply and demand means higher prices, right?
Absolutely. So in San Francisco, it's particularly dramatic, as I mentioned, with the startup boom kind of getting to an inflection point in acceleration. Its sales in September, home sales in September, were up about 35%. Year over year from September 2024, and yet its inventory of homes for sale dropped 28% from the preceding year. So when you have that sort of surge in demand with that sort of decline in supply, you suddenly have a very, very highly pressurized market. And indeed, it's all about supply and demand, and it's about buyers competing for homes. And when they compete for homes, prices go up.
Patrick, we have just about a minute left, but before I let you go, I want to ask you about the rental market, because rents in San Francisco are going up too. So you've got people who have cash. Maybe they're not ready to buy right now, but they are ready to spend money on rent, and that's pushing them up.
Yeah. So San Francisco, I believe, has had the fastest rent growth in the nation from a year ago. And the dynamic is that all these people moving in for the AI, you know, to participate in the AI boom, you know, high-tech workers, and literally all from all over the world. Well, typically, they're younger. And when they arrive in San Francisco, their first action isn't to, hey, let's go buy a multimillion-dollar house or condo. Their first action is to find a place to live. And their first place to live is typically a rental. So these people are moving in and highly pressurizing the rental market. In fact, the rental market is the first aspect of this boom. It's getting pressurized. Then as the boom develops further, it will continue to pressurize the for sale market. But right now it's these young workers moving in, and they're snapping up apartments as quickly as they can so they can walk to work in downtown San Francisco.
All right, Patrick, thank you. We'll have to leave it at that. A great discussion on the booming housing market in the Bay Area. Patrick Carlisle, Chief Market Analyst for the San Francisco Bay Area at Compass. We appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate the KCBS listeners who sent us questions as well.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts, and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.